Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Playbook. I'm David Meltzer. Excited to be here to talk about one of the most exciting topics, subject matters in which I'm working in the crowdfunding space. Ever since Obama passed the Jobs Act, my life has changed. So many people with the democratization of financing and funding. Andrew Kamal is leading the way as founder and CEO of Ryman Computing, Inc. Welcome to the Playbook.
Yes, good to be here. I'm the founder of Ryman Computing, and I'm excited to talk about the tech and the company and all these endeavors.
Well, let's start with the general platform itself and understanding crowdfunding and the democratization of financing, funding, et cetera. On a technical perspective, what are some of the things that we need to be aware of that maybe the general public doesn't know? In looking at the decentralized internet, what are some of the things that you do at Ryman Computing to help protect or to amplify the capabilities that now exist in order to facilitate, you know, an aggregate funding or financing source?
So I wanted to talk a little bit about the tech, about Ryman Computing first, and then I can go on to like, equity crowdfunding kind of works. So Ryman Computing works on data compression. One of the things that we're trying to do is we're trying to create internet balloon launch systems that compress network packets and ends up being localized. So you'd have all these different launch sites that people could actually connect sort of like a mesh network to the actual IP routing block system of the internet. And the idea of that is to democratize launch spaces for CubeSats and be able to have wide range of internet services that are on a local level. And part of that is because, you know, the internet is sort of controlled by a few major conglomerates, and seven people actually are the gatekeepers of the keys for the internet. So we want to democratize launch sites. And then we're also creating our own telemetry standard that we hope becomes an internet telecommunications protocol. In regards to how equity crowdfunding...
Well, hold on. Let me stop you there, Andrew, real quick. Like, you know, you were on one of my TV shows, as we'll talk about the crowdfunding campaign that we have. But I was more impressed with what you just said and what it means. Basically, what you're talking about is better internet for far less money.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is there's something called the ASN routing system, but besides all the technical jargon, it's the core of it is data compression. So we're trying to compress network packets, so we're able to have a connectivity method that has broader range and is able to access more devices compared to the typical price point of per dollar per gigabyte processed. So,
and to that respect, the credibility is such a big idea that it becomes unbelievable. And as we kind of move towards getting this financed correctly, this is a world-changing company. The technology that you have is earth-shattering. To be able to provide the unbelievable, you know, everybody uses the internet, and it's a faster, better internet for less money. And I keep repeating that because it's hard to believe. What are some of the things that you could tell us to give credibility to the fact that someone like you can provide a better internet for less money when the carriers today, the spectrum owners today, haven't been able or capable of figuring out what you figured out?
Well, the core of it is data compression. So we're trying to process a gigabyte of data for less than 1/1000th of a cent per gig. So we created one of the highest data compression ratios in the world. You could actually go to our old site, which is in our website, that actually shows like all the data of the compression ratio. But the idea is not just to end up impacting the internet, it's to actually compress data better in general. So this would impact data centers, this would impact anything that relies on processing or analyzing data. And the whole goal of this is to eventually have different codex methods, which is different encoding depending on whether you're doing a telemetry protocol or whether you're doing a specific file format or whether you're encoding raw data, and basically have all these different file standards that sort of compete in the compression market. So one of the reasons why a lot of the cable companies haven't been able to do this type of thing is because they're not compressing network packets. Or if they are, they're doing it on a whole different compression mechanism. So it's basically who could compress the data in real time the best.
That's amazing. Now let's move towards where we started. I was so excited about GoFundYourself in the crowdfunding campaign that Raymond Computing has with its earth-shattering, unbelievable technology of being able to create a better internet for less money and being able to process that data so efficiently. Give me an idea of what opportunity exists for everyone that is out there to invest in Raymond Computing.
I mean, none of this is investment advice, but we do have a net capital campaign, and we do plan on extending it until June or slightly past June. So there is a live equity crowdfunding campaign. I am more interested in potential partnerships rather than investors. I don't know about you, but if you're able to get sales and not lose equity, that'd be
it. What type of partnerships are you looking for?
So any data center that wants to implement like a black box solution, I'd definitely be interested for anybody to reach out to me on LinkedIn, schedule any pilots, because that's really where the value add will definitely be.
The validation and credibility that could be given by a data center and utilization of this unbelievable technology. Now, is your technology protected?
Yeah, it's we have a granted patent both in the US and in China. And we also have, and that's for our data compression mechanism. And for our compute module, which we've created a variation of computing called signal computing, we have a granted patent in the US.
And obviously, you have spent years figuring this out. And I'm sure not only hard dollars, but an enormous amount of time. Give us a little bit of background of what type of education you have or experience that has led you to figuring this out.
I mean, I've been interested in data compression for a while, even before university. So even as a teenager, I was like one of those nerds that would like have those screensavers downloaded on the computer, and you would run a program called SETI at home, which apparently, you know, you're transmitting waves for radio telescopes essentially by processing that data. And there's like 50,000 other nerds that are downloading that screensaver during their free time. So it's just like, that was powered by a protocol called Boink, which Boink is a system for grid computing. Basically, it means like you have a laptop, someone else has a laptop within certain proximity. A bunch of people have laptops, they're connected to the internet, and all these computers are just processing data on top of each other. You know, so it's a grid network. But that was sort of my introduction to this space. And something that fascinated me is, one, I wanted to do stuff with data all the time. And then after I tried figuring out data compression, something that I was really interested in was there was a project called Project Loon. And internet balloons sort of been around since like the 70s and 80s. United Launch Alliance and a bunch of others tried doing it, but Google was like the first to commercialize it. And they sort of, they didn't get defunct. They sort of spun out to focus more on satellites. But like the core idea of balloon launches was thought to be entirely like unprofitable. So the idea of utilizing data compression to try and a new form of computing to essentially try making a custom CubeSat and then be able to have tethered connectivity. That's sort of why I had that balloon, the little balloon video that was a bit confusing in the GoFundYourself panel. That's what it was. It was you're trying to launch a CubeSat and then you're trying to actually use this tether telemetry and compress network data. So
that's incredible. Biggest challenge Obviously, being a startup, raising money, finding partners, creating revenue, developing more technology, staying ahead of the curve, and aligned with the marketplace itself. What's your biggest challenge today?
The government. I mean, a lot of it is very bureaucratic. So it's not like you can immediately, not just the government, but international organizations in general. So when you're talking about processing data, there's a lot of things that you have to deal with. We've recently dealt with like the experimental license application with FCC because we're trying to provide internet services. And now we're trying to be, well, we are a regulatory authority. So we're ROA, I believe it's called, which is a regulatory authorized authority or regulated authorized authority or something like that. But we were basically trying to get various different FCC certifications for what we're trying to do. And then there's a lot of bureaucracy when it comes to processing data. And then if you want to create your own file mechanism, on top of that, there is the International Standards Organization, which it costs over $1 million just to be like, I have a file format that I just want standardized. So all this stuff is a little bureaucratic. And then you're dealing with intellectual property at the same time. And then on top of that, we were kind of working on a grant process. And it's like 7 months where you have a few months going back and forth and you're waiting to hear back from a government agency. And then during the Trump administration first quarter, they froze the entire grant processes. So it's like so it's just like, is due diligence going to happen for that grant? Who knows? But yeah, bureaucracy is, and the government is kind of a big slowdown for a lot of this tech.
Yeah. And then, you know, figuring out as a startup when you're hyper intelligent on the technology side, we also have an emotional intelligence that's necessary to facilitate the people side of what goes on in that bureaucracy, in the scaling of a business. Have you been capable of finding the necessary people to help you with some of the core competencies that you may not be as versatile with as other people?
I mean, there are a few people. There are people who help with business development. I mean, we have an advisor that used to work at Qualcomm, and he's trying to bring the technology that we have to Africa, which is kind of why we wanted to also get a grant. We wanted to do a pilot in Zambia with a lot of these internet balloon systems and then utilize that data to try getting pilots in the US and vice versa. So, yeah.
And, you know, to finish up too on scaling the business, how many people do you have now and how many people do you foresee having next year?
There's about 11 people, including advisors, some sort of part-time engineers, a little like people helping here and there. That might become about 17. And by the end of this year, I'm hoping to have about 30 people involved, including, I mean, a lot of it also depends on the grant and the funding we're able to get, but it's slowly expanding.
And all you gotta do is go to netcapital.com and find our friend as well for decentralized/internet.org, the incredible Andrew Kamal. He's with Raymond Computing Inc. And you can find him at
Andrew Megdi Kamal at LinkedIn. So
perfect. Anywhere else you'd like people to go to learn more about Raymond Computing?
No, I mean, the easiest way is if you own a data center or are interested in a pilot, it's DASIN on LinkedIn, DASGamer456148.
Got it. Well, Andrew, we cannot wait to see what you do next. We appreciate all great entrepreneurs. We've been doing this for so many years. I cannot wait. Everybody, this is going to be something huge. Raymond Computing, making the internet faster and less expensive. Can you ask for more? I doubt it. Andrew, thanks for joining me. This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.